USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
United Airlines has been forced to cancel 165 flights on Christmas Eve, in part due to COVID-19. United Airlines has canceled 165 flights scheduled for today, about 8% of its planned schedule, and about 28 flights that were slated for Saturday. For more information on all flights around the world, visit flightaware.com. The Kim Potter guilty verdicts for the ex-Minnesota cop who killed Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year ends the case. Kim Potter said she mistook her handgun for a taser as Mr. Wright fought with the officers in an attempt to flee an unrelated warrant arrest. Minnesota Attorney General Democrat Keith Ellison with a message for police.
We don't want you to be discouraged. And when a member of your profession is held accountable, it does not diminish you. In fact, it shows. It shows the whole world that those of you who enforce the law are also willing to live by it.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wally, the founder of Youngevity and veterinary physician. And I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy, and then I figured out the cause and prevention of son of a death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In son of a death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.